All right. So the first question is, how did you get involved with the Algebra Project?
Correct, yes.
And so in 1994, I was the executive director of Chicago Algebra Project. And under that, I was teachers in 500 elementary schools. We had pretty close to all 500 that we worked in. And some of those schools were also middle schools. We also worked with the Math and Science Academy, and Math and Science Academy was housed at IIT, and they gave us access to teacher leaders. So I think we had about six teacher leaders that we worked with. And these were the coaches that would be considered coaches today that would go into schools to help with professional development for the elementary and middle school teachers. And so this was in Chicago, right?
Okay.
The other part of that was the community-based organization.
Mm-hmm.
And in Chicago, that's the way our Algebra Project came. It was bottom-up as opposed to top-down. So it was introduced by workshops that was conducted by Bob Moses to parents in the Austin area. That's the west side, and then the south side areas, and a number of other areas. I think it was also north side. We had people on the board of directors that represented all parts of Chicago. And that's the other part of that particular, we called it CAP, Chicago Algebra Project. We had a board of directors for which B.J. Walker was president of the board, and we had additional people. One person that was most important was the coordinator for math, and that was Dorothy Strong. She was on our board as well. In addition to the, I think he was a professor at that time at Northwestern, Charles Payne, and we had a professor from University of Illinois, Doug Gills, and the staff consisted of me, the executive director, I had administrative assistant, and we had a community-based coordinator for the organizations that we worked with. So with CAP, started with community-based organizations, and they made a demand to get the program into the schools. And at that time, it was sixth grade, so sixth through eighth grade, I believe it was. But that was a transition curriculum, so transition to algebra is what we used. We held professional development sessions where Bob and Bill Bombay came in and did the workshops for our teachers in the summer and sometimes during the year for a follow-up, in addition to our teacher leaders and my staff going in.
Okay.
So I did that for 2 years. And the next one is organizing Algebra Project Professional Development.
Yeah, how did that work?
Institute. Yeah, so that's the next one you want to...
Yeah, so tell me about your experiences organizing Algebra Project Professional Development Institutes.
For professional development, I was asked to actually coordinate professional development project. And that came, let me see, when did I do that? Oh, gosh. So I know in, let me see, I got to think about that. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
I had those dates. So I must have started that in like 2000, I think.
Okay.
And that's when
Hi.
Hi, Ben. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. So
this will be better.
Yeah, it should be. Okay. Let's just start over with that question. How about?
Okay. So, experience organizing the Algebra Project, professional development. So, now I got to compete with the plane from outside.
It's all good. So, I can't hear anything. So.
Okay. So I think it was around the time that the Algebra Project received the IMD grant, and Bob asked me to coordinate the professional development portion of that IMD grant. So that was the material development grant that they instructional material development grant that they received from NSF. And so Bob and the writers of that grant wrote in the teacher resource materials group, and it was called the TRM.
Okay.
And the function of that group was to get teachers who were using the materials to actually develop additional materials with and in alignment to the mathematicians module. So with Dr. Busbin, it was row coloring and Race Against Time. And then with Bob and some other people, it was, trip line.
Okay.
And then we had some other modules that teachers worked on as well. So these were teachers who were using the material. Geometry, Dr. Henderson did his own teacher resource materials, but this group actually went through the materials just to make sure that it was teacher and student friendly. So initially that group was funded under the IMD. Then when they got the second grant for research, then they also built in that group as well. So I think that group was funded for like 6 years. And what happened as a way of operating, we'd come together at least monthly initially because the materials were so new, and we not only had to develop teaching materials, but we also had to look at what had been written by the mathematicians just to say that it was clear.
Right.
And offer some suggestions and did a little bit of editing. So that was the first part of the work. We really had to look at those materials and give feedback to the mathematicians. So
of
once
course.
That was done, then the teachers started to work on the additional materials that would help students understand and be able to make sense of the concepts, the mathematical concepts, a little better. So teachers did lesson plans, and that's where we started to work with Dr. Takahashi of DePaul University around lesson study to get a feel for how those lessons should be written. So they wrote lessons anticipating students more of a problem-solving format, and also in a way that teachers would know what they're looking for in terms of questioning and how they should do their preparation for the particular lesson. What's the problem? They'd extend the problem, and then they do some kind of closing. So that's what we did initially. And we had one person, and that was Marcus Hung, that actually developed the website for the TRM. And he posted everything that teachers did on the TRM, so all the materials were there. So we had deposits of resources for our teachers. So in 2009, we had the big, So 2006, I think we had the one of the first big professional development workshops in Mississippi. I think it was 2006 or 7. We had that workshop, and that's when you had people come in, and they stayed a week, but the work was around, I think, road coloring and maybe Race Against Time, because I don't think geometry was ready at that time. But then in 2009, we not only had the algebra materials ready, but we also had geometry materials ready. And we held that workshop, and I do know that one, because that year was 2009 in Chicago, because we had it downtown Chicago. And that's when we also brought in David Henderson, and he helped to facilitate the materials for geometry. Prior to that, I think we had one in 2007 in Ithaca, New York as well. Mm-hmm. So there were three that I actually coordinated, and those were the three. And in Ithaca, it was basically only algebra. So Dr. Budson and some other people were there, but we did it close to on Cornell University campus. So.
Okay.
But I also wanted to say something else about professional development.
Sure.
So I also worked with Bill Crumby to do, it was called a PDPD.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, I think we were supposed to do one, did one in 2009, and was it 2009? I can't. Yeah, I did one in 2009. I was supposed to do... so I think we did one of that. That was on SIU, on Carbondale.
Right.
And I think we did another one like 2007, and that was in Boston. So I helped to coordinate that. We did some work around trying to construct new competencies for that professional development for professional developers. So I've been working with Bill to make sure that we frame that out for the people who are going to be professional developers working with teachers. So so I think that's pretty much the extent of my PD work.
Okay, great.
Okay. So you collaborate with teachers in your work with the Algebra Project. Can you talk about your experiences fostering these partnerships? Yeah, so when we had the TRM, it was really great because we'd either meet monthly or we'd come in like quarterly, and they would come to my house and do the meetings here.
Mm-hmm.
So some people would stay in the house and others would stay at hotels, but we were able to kind of work together, provide planning and that kind of thing for any professional that was coming up, and anticipate what the needs of teachers were in various sites. So what we decided to do was do site visits, and that group went from it was Petersburg, Virginia. We went to San Francisco to observe the teachers who were working in the Algebra Project, provide feedback, and actually meet there. So we moved from Chicago, and then we started moving to wherever the Algebra Project was being implemented. So we went around, I think we went to South Carolina, and we also went to, we were in, so South Carolina, Boston, we were in Boston as well, and one other place, Florida. We went to Florida.
Okay.
And Mansfield, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So, we went around, and again, it was an opportunity for us to use that lesson study format where you actually observe the teacher provide feedback, or the teacher provides feedback around the way they thought the lesson went, and then we would collaborate with the teacher and then provide additional feedback for whatever was stated about students' reactions and materials and the way the teacher actually interacted with the students, and just to provide any type of feedback that the teacher wanted and stated that they would like to see. So,
okay.
All right. Then the next one is you're involved in a lot of different initiatives related to mathematics education. How has your work outside the Algebra Project influenced your work with Algebra Project and vice versa? Okay. So the work outside of the Algebra Project is. So I kind of partner and align what I do when I teach in my research with the Algebra Project. So it's not
right.
much that I haven't done that hasn't been related to the Algebra Project. So I think the Algebra Project has informed my work outside of, in terms of my job and in terms of research and even service. So I have made a good integration of the Algebra Project with what I do across the board. So I think it's a two-way direction, but first it starts with the Algebra Project informing. For example, when I first got the job at DePaul University, I actually talked about the five-step curricular process and used that as a way of looking at mathematics teaching and learning. And then from that point, I would always integrate the five-step curricular process into my teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, I've been also using YPP's Flagway. So all of my students who take my course, I teach two courses for math for elementary teachers, and they actually learn Flagway, the Mobius function, and how to play the game. So it has been at that kind of direction. Now, when I do additional research, then I'm always doing my research with students who are in a lower quartile in mind, and also looking at teacher competencies, how we can build those competencies in multiple ways, and analyzing how my students actually present to each other and to their students, and I base that on the competency that we call the model of excellence. And so, again, this is something that we look at, and then I'm in the process of always examining that model to see how we can tweak it, how we can make it more current and more user-friendly for teachers.
Okay, great. So you would say, in general, like, there's not a whole lot of work that you do that you would consider separate from Algebra Project.
Yeah, it's not a lot. Like, I'm running a summer camp now for girls, and that might be probably the most removed.
Yeah.
But we still have Young People's Project Flagway in there.
Okay.
In terms of the STEM camp. So we do science, technology, engineering, and math. And that has been, I've done that for 5 years, but I still found a way to integrate five-step curricular process and also Flagway into what I've done.
Got it.
Okay. Then we have...
what is your greatest challenge working with Algebra Project, and how did you deal with that challenge?
Okay. So working with the Algebra Project, initially, so I went into as an executive director, and it was a lot of pieces for me. I just learned at that time I didn't want to be an administrator.
Right.
it was, you know, it moved me from the classroom, and that I was not comfortable with, so I did it for 2 years, and then I was ready to go back to the classroom when I got a call from DePaul that they had this particular position available, and I applied for that position at that time. So in 94, I went to DePaul.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just a lot to take in. I mean, it still is. I mean, even when I consult, it's a lot. I mean, you do one thing, but you have a limited number of people trying to do all of these great and wonderful things. So you have a few people putting a lot on their plate, and these are people who are passionate about the work that they're doing and, you know, just don't want to limit themselves because they know that the children, in the end, will benefit. So
mm-hmm.
that's the challenge, is knowing when to say no to some of these big projects and saying no, and then feeling that saying no will not hurt the children in the long run,
mm-hmm.
but can only help you to get information together that you can use. And if you're stretched too thin, then that just doesn't happen. So I think my greatest challenge is to make sure that I'm not stretching myself with everything else that I need to do and having the quality of life that I need to have.
Right.
So yeah, I think that would be how I'd answer that one.
Yeah, no, I can respect that for sure. Mm-hmm. And so what has led you to devote your time and efforts to Algebra Project?
Well, I didn't know about the Algebra Project until, like, 93,
mm-hmm.
92. No, actually, it was 91.
Okay.
Because I was working on my doctorate at the time and also teaching. And then the person was trying to coordinate the Algebra Project in Chicago. And actually, it was Jeff Howard. So Jeff Howard was working with Bob Moses, and he has the efficacy project.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in this workshop with Jeff Howard, and I asked a simple question because I was a doc student then, and, you know, you want to know evidence. What's the evidence that this works? So he was telling us about his efficacy program, and it happened to be linked to the Algebra Project. And it was a person at that time trying to coordinate the Algebra Project as well. So I had very short conversation, asked questions of Jeff Howard, and he initially, you know, obviously said, oh, you must be a student working on your doctorate. You're asking those questions. I was like, yeah, well, that's the perspective that I have at this point. So he shared some research for both the efficacy project and the algebra project, and I was impressed, but, you know, it was in passing. And then one of my friends saw this particular ad in the newspaper, and she said, sounds like something that you would love to do, because I also was running a summer camp for my church and some other stuff related to working in community. And so I think it's the fact that Bob Moses is a community organizer first and foremost, and a great mathematician,
mm-hmm.
and his work has always been dedicated to the improvement of students in the lower quartile, and that has been my passion as well. So anytime I think I can't do it, I think about all that he does. And so I think he's a motivating factor in addition to the staff that's with the Algebra Project. Ben Monaham is amazing, and Bill is really amazing as well. So I think it's all of that. It's the mission of the Algebra Project, our
goals,
and what we're trying to do in terms of helping children.
Yeah. Well, kind of building off of that, how do you see the National Alliance and its member organizations like the Algebra Project challenging educational inequity and living up to the promise of We the People moving into the future.
Yeah, I see it as a major force. So it's something that people will certainly be able to relate to, and it's going to be, I think it's, if this alliance continues the way it has been, I think it's going to be a movement. It's going to be part of a map as a civil rights movement, equity issues. So I could see having conferences for We the People, the National Alliance. I can see writing coming from there in terms of journal articles maybe as well. So I can see this as a major entity. It could be part of a larger group. I know some people are saying that they wish it could be like NCTM or Benjamin Banneker or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see it moved in that direction. So it would be its own organization, but I think it could be under a broader banner of organizations that are also looking at equity issues in mathematics education.
Okay, well, great. Well, that's all the questions that I had prepared. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about related to your algebra project work?
So I think we just about covered everything. I think the algebra project has given me a platform, and it's, you know, everywhere I go, people will say, oh, you're doing work with the Algebra Project. People know about Bob.
Mm-hmm.
They know about the work that the Algebra Project really focuses on. And I just went to a conference the other day, and the woman quoted something from Bob Moses. And so I think it is, I've just been very privileged to be a part of it. And I'm very glad that I was able to understand the importance of this work, continue to do it, and to continue to have passion for it. And so it's very hard for me to say no, but at this point, since I'm in the process of retiring, I am going to do a true retirement and not retire and then do work for the Algebra Project the rest of my life. I'll probably do some work, but I'm not going to do full-time for the Algebra Project.
Well, right. I mean, you have to live your life, as we all do.
Got to kind of do something. So, but it's afforded me opportunities to travel. I went to Thailand for the Algebra Project.
Oh, that's exciting.
I've had just a number of different really cool trips and events, and I represented Bob Moses in Washington, and so it has taken me to higher levels than I ever really thought I'd be, and so I'm very appreciative of all of those experiences.
Okay, well, thank you, Nell, for talking to me today about all this.
Okay, well, thank you, and let me know if you need clarification or anything.